Yesterday morning, we had the largest ordination class for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati in over 40 years. We had 9 men ordained to the priesthood. And I think the first thing for us to realize is, since we've been praying that prayer for vocations at every Mass and other parishes and parishioners throughout the Archdiocese, God is answering our prayers for more vocations. And also, we can see that the Holy Spirit is alive in the Catholic Church, and that there is a great renewal going on within the church before our very eyes. And so it's great to see that the hand of God at work, calling a new generation of young men to serve the church. And it's not just about the number of men who are ordained to the priesthood, but also ordaining men who have a true heart for the Catholic Church, and men who are truly striving to be faithful witnesses to Jesus Christ. So we're certainly blessed to have these 9 men ordained to the priesthood and beginning their ministry here in the Archdiocese. The readings for today are fitting for such an occasion, because we hear about Paul and Barnabas. This is Paul's first missionary journey. He goes on 3 different missionary journeys, and he founds a church in a variety of cities throughout the Roman Empire. And in the first reading, we hear that in each one of these churches that he founded, he appoints elders. The Greek word that they're using there is the word presbyter. And the word presbyter over the centuries was shortened to the word prester, and it came into the English as the word priest. And so Paul and Barnabas recognized that when they were founding these communities, they couldn't just leave them by themselves unattended with any leadership. You know, if they had done that, first of all, there would have been no sacraments. There would be no Eucharist, the physical presence of Jesus Christ. And there wouldn't be anybody who would be forgiving sins through the sacrament of confession. There wouldn't be anyone anointing the sick. There wouldn't be anyone baptizing. And there wouldn't be an organized leadership structure in order to pass on the authentic teachings. It would have become a free-for-all in terms of what people would believe, and the communities would have eventually fragmented and divided into oblivion. And so Paul and Barnabas recognized that there was a need for leadership, and so they appointed presbyters to lead these churches, shepherds, in order to continue the Lord's work in these churches. The patron saint of priests is St. John Vianney. And he was a pastor who was appointed to a small town in Ars, France, in the mid-1800s. The town had a total of about 230 people. And this was in the aftermath of the French Revolution, the Enlightenment, as we call it today, which was a very violent period in the history of France. They went through and they executed thousands of priests and religious throughout the country. And there is a great hatred and animosity of the Catholic faith. And in this particular town of ours, people did not like this priest, John Vianney, coming into their town. They didn't like his preaching. They didn't want him there. They did things to attack him personally in the town. And even the few people that were coming to church, during his homilies, they would yawn very loudly and talk amongst each other just to show that they didn't want to listen to what this priest had to say up there. But what he did in response to that, he spent multiple nights where he did all-night vigils. He prayed straight through the night. And the prayer that he prayed was, "My God, grant me the conversion of my parish. I am willing to suffer all my life, whatsoever it may please thee to lay upon me. Yes, even for 100 years, I am prepared to endure the sharpest pains. Only let my people be converted." That was the prayer he prayed for several all-night vigils. How many people today are praying prayers like that? I know of people who are praying to get a good job or to get a promotion. I know people who are probably praying that the lottery ticket that they just got is going to be the winning lottery ticket. But how many people are praying, "Lord, bring me suffering. I am willing to suffer any amount of suffering that you so will it to bring about the conversion of souls." But that was the prayer that St. John Vianney prayed. His heart was different than the heart of most people. His heart was like the heart of Jesus Christ, who emptied himself totally and gave his life. He gave everything for the salvation of his people, even to the point of allowing his heart to be pierced by a spear. St. John Vianney, true to his prayer, would suffer a great deal for his people over the course of decades. But eventually, he did win their conversion. And not only their conversion, but the conversion of souls throughout France and throughout the world. People would travel to Ars, France, just to go to confession to St. John Vianney. And he would spend up to 16 hours a day in the confessional, forgiving people's sins. He lived out the command that Jesus Christ gives us in today's gospel. Christ says, "Love one another as I have loved you." And he says this at the Last Supper discourse as he's preparing to offer his life. And so he teaches us sacrificial love. And that's the type of love that St. John Vianney exemplified, a willingness to sacrifice for his people. St. John Vianney died in the year 1859. And since then to the present, his heart has not decomposed. His heart is what we call incorrupt. It has been miraculously preserved from corruption. And I think it's fitting that his heart has not decayed, because his heart was so full of love for Jesus Christ and for his people, and his heart was so conformed to the heart of Jesus Christ that it's fitting that his heart wouldn't decompose. I had the opportunity a few months back to see his heart. There was a tour of this relic, and it was over in Columbus, and I went over to St. Patrick Church to see this physical sign of the love of Jesus Christ that was exemplified through St. John Vianney. The priesthood is a tremendous gift that Jesus Christ has given to his church as an act of mercy. A priest is a man who has been called to a life of sacrificial love for his people, to be a physical sign of the love of Jesus Christ present in the world, so that people can see a priest and they can see the sacraments that the priest brings into the world and recognize the love of Jesus Christ for his people. As we hear in our first reading, Paul and Barnabas appointing presbyters in every church that they founded. First, perhaps we can thank God for the gift of the priesthood and the tremendous blessings that he brings to the church and to the world through the priesthood. And second, we can certainly be thankful for the gift of the 9 men who are ordained to the priesthood, and that God is answering our prayers for abundant vocations. And third, perhaps today we can reflect more deeply upon the gift of the priesthood and the true key to the priesthood, which is to love with the heart of St. John Vianney. And St. John Vianney loved with the heart of Jesus Christ. The priesthood isn't about authority. It's not about prestige or comfort. You can get those in other places. The priesthood is about the love of the heart of Jesus Christ. And a priest is a man whose heart is transformed into a channel of that love, to bring that love of Jesus Christ and to make it real and make it present in a world that has so much darkness, so much pain, and is so in so desperate need to encounter the love of Jesus Christ.